212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
WJQM, DeForest, Madison. In the
morning. Waking every morning. Ding, ding, ding. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
Krista and the Morning Rush.
What's going on, y'all? It's Post Malone.
When you wake up in the morning.
Can't nobody do this the way I do.
Mm-hmm. If you were to choose between Siri and mosquito bites.
Mm-hmm. Mosquito bites.
There you go.
Yeah. I used to have them, by the way.
There you go, Siri.
Thank you, Dr. Bartel.
On the station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams.
Hello, good morning. It is Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We have made it to this fabulous, hot, but rainy morning, Aaron.
Oh, I hate when it's humid out. My hair just goes... Pfft.
I know, you're not happy with what's going on right now.
I know, I get so stressed about it in the morning, and it's the worst part of the morning. I should just shave my head already.
Oh my gosh, no. Not with that fabulousness.
Oh no, I'll let it stay until all the products eventually kill it.
I'll let you know that it is very true that Aaron has outdone me in the hair product selection, and I know this because we went to Chicago last week together, and I saw your bathroom.
Oh yeah, no, so many hair products in there, but I'm only using two right now. I'm not using all of them.
Oh, what are we using now today?
I'm only using Tresemme foaming mousse,
okay.
And then I think it's just called Fabulous.
Sure. Now, did you get your Tresemme from your local Walgreens?
I did, actually.
Yeah, you know, I love myself some Walgreens.
I know. I actually went to Walgreens last night, too.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what a great day you had.
I needed hand soap.
Oh, very good.
Very exciting. I also bought a ton of M&Ms.
Oh, did you bring some?
No.
Yeah, thanks.
They'll stay in my freezer.
Oh, no. That is so wrong. That is so wrong, because, you know, when you say chocolate to a woman, she's going to love you all over. Just a lesson to be learned, my fine young man.
Well, I'm still waiting on the day when you actually do that.
You're hilarious. Well, listen, you will notice that a whole bunch of cops will be around town on local Dunkin' Donuts rooftops. This is a fabulous thing. It's to support the Special Olympics. So when you're out there between 6 and 11, make sure that you donate and you'll get a free medium coffee. They're going to, you know, hopefully, and they will, surpass last year's goal of $74,000. So congratulations to all the amazing police officers out there.
Yes, awesome. Of course, 93.1 Jams is always happy to support the police officers in our community.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes, the incredibly awesome group of individuals.
Love you.
Keeping us safe all the time.
Absolutely. A big win last night with the Packers. Woo!
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah, that happened while you were at Walgreens buying hair products.
Well, more likely I was at home, like, asleep, because I did training with Ethan yesterday.
Oh, yes. How was that?
Oh my God, it was, like, the hardest training I've ever done.
Do we work on core?
Oh, yeah, no, it was a lot of core, and yesterday was the day Ethan's like, all right, we've got everything down. Now let's double down on the weight.
Very
so,
good.
So yesterday, it was just doubling down on the weight.
I like double down.
Yep. I moved from my bell lift.
Yes.
I moved from the blue all the way to the white, which is the heaviest.
Wow. Good for you.
Very heavy.
Speaking of fabulous trainers, we've got my boy Hans on from Pinnacle. He'll be here with the lovely ladies from Wisconsin's 57 Girl Talk. Going to be talking about our own personal things that we want to achieve with our own bodies. So it's going to be fun. You can always call in and ask your questions, and we're on Facebook Live so you can speak with us as well.
Don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News. It's reality of our life. Someday in your life, you will have to do this to someone.
You know what? Sometimes you just gotta break bad news.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always good news. It's not always unicorns, cupcakes, fairy tales, rainbows, and sunshine.
Unless you don't like the person, you might find glee and humor in seeing their ugly cry face.
There's that.
Well, we have Frank on the phone. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Oh, Frank, you sound a little bit bummed. What's going on, my man?
Well, my girlfriend and I, we've had plans to go on this big road trip for probably 6 or 7 months now. And, we're going in on it 50-50 and,
cool.
And, we have like all of our stops planned out and, we've had ideas about where we want to stay. We actually haven't like booked rooms. We're kind of flying loose and easy, but it's starting to look like I might not be able to afford it.
Oh no!
The trip.
Oh.
What?
There's the kicker.
So Frank, what? So you're saying that you guys are going 50-50 on this trip, and you guys are super excited about it, planning for months on months on months. And now, where did your money go, Frank?
Oh, gosh, did you gamble it away?
No, I'm not. No, I'm.
Oh, you
no,
didn't spend it at Ho-Chunk.
Like
that's okay.
No, it's no. I've kind of discovered that I might have a little problem with online shopping.
Oh, Frank,
my cards are kind of right. Yeah, so I my cards are kind of maxed it's like a bunch of little things over the month.
Well, yeah, you have an Amazon addiction is what they call it.
Yeah.
When you go on Amazon blindly and you order a whole bunch of things and then you realize, oh my goodness, all my money's gone.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So basically you're going to tell your girlfriend that, hey, I can't afford to pay my half, so we're not going? Is that
We can totally go, but she just has to kind of...
She's got to foot the bill.
Oh, you're hilarious, Frank. I can't wait to see how this is going to go.
All righty then.
I'm just kidding. How do you think she'll react?
I honestly don't know because, she's really excited. So part of me thinks that she's just going to be like, oh, it's totally cool. No problem. It happens. You know, like we're going to do this.
We hope Linda.
Well, let's find out. All right. I know. Right. All right. So Frank, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute, our lines. You'll be able to hear us, but Linda won't, but we will eventually chime in to help you break that bad news. Are you ready, my man?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Good luck.
Hello?
Hey, hello? Linda. Hey.
Yeah. Hi,
babe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
What do you have? I wanted to chat with you about something. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, of course. Why? What's going on?
I wanted to talk about our trip and which I'm so pumped for. Some stuff has come up and it's going to be really, I just realized it's going to be really, really hard for me to make it happen.
But you don't want to go?
No. I want to go more than anything. I learned a couple days ago that my all of my credit cards are maxed out.
Wait, what do you mean you just learned it? How did that happen?
Oh God, here we go.
I tried to use the Amex, you know, a couple days ago, and it was like I couldn't use it. And they said that it was declined, and I was like, "Well, that's weird." And so I went home, and
she's gonna go crazy.
I looked online, and
oh, here it comes.
Like I'm maxed out. I've reached my limit. You don't understand
how it happened.
I know.
The money? Were you hacked? Like, what are you talking about?
All right, let's chime in and try to help him out.
Linda, Frank is trying to communicate to you that he has a little bit of a shopping problem on Amazon. This is Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush.
Woo!
I have Krista with me as well, the lovely, the beautiful, the gorgeous. And we're here to help Frank break the bad news that you guys either you'll have to pay for all the vacation, Linda, or you guys aren't going on vacation because he has a spending problem.
Girl.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Broadcasting live.
Linda, it's true.
Oh my God.
He's made a mistake. I don't know what he's been spending all his money on. Hopefully it's you, Frank. Hopefully you're on Amazon buying her all phenomenal things. But honestly, he cannot pay for this trip. Are you up to paying for this? Are you going to flip the bill? Are you going to say, screw you, I'm going on my own?
Yes or no?
No, what? I'm so angry right now.
No, oh boy,
what?
No.
No,
Linda?
Shady.
Oh boy!
Why would I pay for the trip? All my money! I can't even afford that. What are you talking about?
Oh, jeez.
Frank, maybe you should just sell some of the stuff that you purchased then on Amazon, get that money back.
Right? Go on eBay and sell
the bag. How's that?
There you go.
Hmm? Yeah.
What are you buying?
I think that's
like
another
little things. It's like it's nothing big. It's like
knickknacks.
Okay.
It's a bunch of little things that like have added up.
Who does it?
Like,
I mean.
I don't,
Raise your hand if you don't have an Amazon addiction. Come on now.
I'm buying a $250 tent today.
See? Exactly.
See?
Everybody has Amazon addiction. So, I mean, Linda, do you think that maybe, I mean, you might not go on vacation now, but Frank, maybe you could put a little bit of money aside here and there and continue to save that money. So maybe in another couple of months, you guys can have a vacation. I mean, Linda, are you willing to forgive him for it?
I don't think she's going to.
You know.
I'm just really upset. I was looking forward to this so much, and I feel like you didn't care enough to... Well, I buy paper towels on Amazon. What are you buying on Amazon?
Well, you know what? I think maybe we'll take this off the phone and you two can... Yeah. Actually, Linda, you can go through all the fun things that
we'll go over some financial options for
right.
you guys.
And what you have hidden in the closet. Because, Frank, obviously you're buying some knickknacks that she doesn't know about. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right,
I think
that's
gonna happen.
All right, honey.
It's Shady on 93.1 Jams, and you need to be a Friends with Benefits member. All right, Krista? Krista. Hey, Krista.
What's going on? Where am I? What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista. Oh, I guess we're back inside my head. Sparkling water tastes like when your foot falls asleep and gets all prickly. I think us girls only hate cargo shorts because we are jealous that guys get real pockets. 3 minutes doesn't sound like a very long time until you're waiting for the microwave. Everyone says you should follow your dreams, but I can't ever since Brad Pitt got the restraining order on me.
To Krista. Hello? Hello?
Oh, I'm talking right now. Yeah, just go to madtownjams.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, rate songs, earn points, and start winning great prizes now.
The internet, according to Krista and the Morning Rush, these are your click-worthy stories.
All right, in a minute, I will share with you the highest paid actress according to Forbes magazine. It's always very exciting. It's someone actually Aaron hopes to marry someday.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally going to, if I ever get married, which I won't. But.
Well, someday it'll happen. I'm very excited because tomorrow, outside of Chicks with Sticks, which we're really excited about.
By the way, the weather tomorrow is supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to be a high 82 and sunny.
Beautiful. I love it. Myself and Aaron will be handing out can koozies. That's the best thing about it.
I mean, if you want to keep your beer cold, just come see me.
That's right. Well, tomorrow is also National Ice Cream Pie Day. And I'm super excited because we have a professional in the studio. My daughter, say hello to Miss Little Gia. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, honey. So, girl, tell us, what are your favorite types of ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Cookie vanilla dough. With cookie dough.
I know. We love the cookie dough, don't we?
So if you were to tell somebody, if somebody asked you, Gia, what kind of ice cream should I eat today on National Ice Cream Day, what would you tell them? What would be the number one kind of ice cream they should eat?
Probably vanilla and cookie dough.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Got to get that cookie dough.
She loves it. She also loves the fact that it's back to school just around the corner. And Gia, what are you most excited about for school?
See all your friends?
Yeah.
Recess.
Recess. What's your favorite class? Math?
Math.
She's really good at math.
Look at that.
She
did not guess that. Yeah,
she did not get that from
me.
She's
a smart cookie.
And of course, we're on Facebook Live. Everyone can see my beautiful daughter. I love her. She's hanging out with mommy today. So thank you, love. Love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Aww.
All right. So listen to this. Give it up to the Packers. Big win last night.
Woo! Sports. Yeah, I totally know anything about those.
So it's really funny. I just want to throw this out there since everybody knows that I'm not a Packers fan. I'm a Bears fan because bear down. But anyway, so everybody was talking and they're like, oh my gosh, and it's preseason football. And I love how everybody gets so riled up about preseason football.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. At all, period. Like, nothing matters.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but none of it matters.
Well, I mean, in reality, there it is.
You can give us a call at 321-0931.
Let's talk sports ball.
Yeah, I love it. Rodgers, love you. Big win for the Packers.
Gross.
So my husband was very excited last night. All right, let's get to the highest paid actress, according to Forbes magazine. I know, it's a challenge, but we're going to do it. I will give you the top five ladies that are coming in, according to Forbes. $16.5 million coming in at number five, Reese Witherspoon. She's a beauty.
Is she still making money?
Yeah, that was my thought on that, too.
I don't know.
What is she still making money off of?
I don't know.
Was
I haven't seen her in a while. But I don't go and watch movies, so she's probably been in stuff. Number four, Jennifer Lawrence, $18 million.
Oh, we're getting a call, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Number three, Jennifer Aniston, $19.5 million.
Oh, I already know number one.
Who do you think number one is?
Yeah, I guessed it right.
Is it a Jenner?
It's not a Jenner.
It's not a Jenner.
Oh, wow,
I love
really?
It. Well, number two is Angelina Jolie at $28 million. Jennifer Aniston is not happy about that. Coming in at number one is Scarlett Johansson with $40.5 million.
Oh, Scarlett.
Gotta love her.
Is really the Jenner? None of the Jenners are on there?
No.
Wow.
No, sorry.
I think it's a movie.
I know. 93.1 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Now, no swearing on the radio, Robert, but I'm assuming you're calling about the Packers.
What's going on?
Bears love?
Bears, yeah. Bear down, man. Bear down.
All day.
All day. No, yeah, see? Oh, are you a Bears fan, too? There
we
go.
A fan.
That's awesome.
It'll be nice this year when we get to beat them twice.
Yeah, see, we get to beat them twice. We're not even playing our starting quarterback in the preseason. That's
I
how smart we are.
This is just all guy talk.
I know. Crystal,
brilliant. Let's talk makeup on the side.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Robert, for calling, my man. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right, take care. Enjoy your weekend.
So nice to know I'm not alone up here.
I know, right? There's some love. Speaking of love, oh yeah, honey. DJ Fusion in studio.
Yo, DJ. DJ Fusion in the mix. The Sit and Spin. Krista and the Morning Rush. 93.1 Jams.
All right, once again, we are super excited to end, of course, every single Friday with our amazing DJ Fusion with Sit and Spin. Mm-hmm. It's always a fun time. But hey, lots of stuff is happening this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. So tomorrow is your lovely Chicks with Sticks outing. You and Aaron are going to be out on the golf course handing out koozies for everybody.
That's
and then
right.
Sunday, we will be at Pride. It's all about acceptance, and we'll be there marching for everybody. And
so
then
excited.
Yum Yum Fest is also on Sunday.
I know. Look at that. So many options.
Man, I want to go to Yum Yum Fest. There's an art fair that you talked about
yesterday. Oh, yeah, and there's the Agora Art Fair that we talked about during the 321 Local segment yesterday.
That's right.
Love it. Yeah, very cool,
there's
my man.
There's tons of stuff going on.
Lots of fun stuff. You can always find out the amazing events that are happening in Madison at madtownjams.com. Of course, always follow us on Facebook. I had an amazing time, of course, with Fit and Fabulous. Hans, my personal trainer from Pinnacle Health and Fitness, asking you lovely Jams ladies what your questions were about your body. And of course, my lovely ladies from Girl Talk, Wisconsin's 57. Make sure you check us out on TV. That happens every single week. Gosh, what else was going on?
Oh, just a whole lot. So you can see what's going on inside Krista's head, Facebook fighting, Breaking Bad News, whole lot happening. Which, by the way, you can go to madtownjams.com, find any of those segments. You can listen to them right there, including Fit and Fabulous, if you missed it. We also do a podcast every single day, basically our entire show in 20 minutes. You can download that off iTunes and Google Play.
So much fun. By the way, I have to give a huge shout out because, of course, we all love our Claire Brune. I'm loving on the Bucky's Cherry Berry that they have out right now.
Oh, yeah. I was actually drinking that yesterday.
It's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we got DJ Fusion. He's got his Claire Brune Vita Ice.
Out of curiosity, the cherry berry was so good. I just want to make this a point. It's so good that we had a whole case of it in our studio, and it's disappeared.
Fusion, how are you liking your Vita Ice, my man?
Oh, I love it. I got the strawberry lemonade, and it's quite refreshing.
Yeah, I bet that helps you with your spinning.
Oh, it does. Keeps me nice and hydrated.
Nice and,
point.
Nice and hydrated.
He's just hot altogether. So, hey, listen, have a phenomenal weekend. Stay dry. It is still raining, it looks like, through the bay window of our studio.
Yeah, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend. 82 and sunny all weekend, so.
Love that.
Look forward to that.
Woo! All right, there you have it. See you out this weekend. Enjoy it now. We leave it with DJ Fusion, Sit and Spin, right here on 93.1 Jams.